King Solomon's Mines by H. Rider Haggard. Introduction. This is a variety of lost world literature in what was one of the first English adventure novels that took place in Africa. It is told in a relatively rare first-person format. One story has stated that the author, H. Rider Haggard, wrote the book on a bet, and it took him only 6 weeks to do it. Published in 1885, an unreliable map led three main characters into desert South Africa. As might be expected, they searched for legendary mines of King Solomon, and also for a lost friend, brother of one of the searchers. Their explorations lead to finding a frozen corpse and a wide variety of dangers. To find out whether Solomon's diamonds were discovered, all you have to do is listen now to the exciting tale as related by a fictional Alan Quatermain. Chapter 1. I Meet Sir Henry Curtis. It is a curious thing that at my age, 55 last birthday, I should find myself taking up a pen to try to write a history. I wonder what sort of a history will be when I have finished it, if ever I come to the end of the trip. I have done a good many things in my life, which seems a long one to me, owing to my having begun work so young, perhaps. At an age when other boys were at school, I was earning my living as a trader in the old colony. I have been trading, hunting, fighting, or mining ever since, and yet it is only 8 months ago that I made my pile. It is a big pile now that I have got it. I don't yet know how big, but I do not think I would go through the last 15 or 16 months again for it, not even if I knew that I should come out safe at the end, pile and all. But then, I am a timid man, and dislike violence. Moreover, I am almost sick of adventure. I wonder why I am going to write this book. It's not in my line. I am not a literary man, though very devoted to the Old Testament and also to the Ingoldsby legends. Let me try to set down my reasons, just to see if I have any. First reason, because Sir Henry Curtis and Captain John Good asked me. Second reason, because I am laid up here at Durban with a pain in my left leg. Ever since that confounded lion got hold of me, I've been liable to this trouble, and being rather bad just now, it makes me limp more than ever. There must be some poison in a lion's teeth, otherwise, how is it that when your wounds are healed, they break out again, generally, mark you, at the same time of year that you got your mauling? It is a hard thing when one has shot...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?